Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, February the 27th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. We want to talk about the science behind the life management system. Specifically, we want to talk about the science of abundant life or abundant living. There is a science. There is a spirituality, if you will, behind what you and I call life. There is two different systems of thought or two different systems of life. So today we're talking about the science behind spiritual life or spiritual living. This is under open understanding what Yahushua talked about when Yahushua said, I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So my brothers, my sisters, let me make sure you under, over, and understand the depth of this statement. Now, today, brothers and sisters, is one of those shows I gotta talk a little slower than usual. I got to make sure that I focus on teaching instead of just, you know, yelling and shouting and all that good stuff. So I want to make sure that you guys really, really hear what I'm saying today, because today's message is extremely important, especially for the members of the life management system and especially for people who are considering or thinking about joining the life management system. So, brothers and sisters, there is a science behind life. This is the hidden codes of life. So if you don't have these hidden codes and these social norms, then your life will be out of sync. So if Yahushua came that we may have life, and he did, and that we may have it more abundantly, not knowledge, but life, why don't we all have this life more abundantly? Now, I'm coming to you today. I'm in a lot of pain, you guys know. It's been about 6 months, man, I've been doing this. It's crazy. And it comes and goes. Last night, man, was rough, real rough. I went to the dentist today, and it's really interesting because every time I go, I find out more stuff that I didn't know that I should have known. But it's interesting because the medical establishment really don't share any information with you unless you really ask specific questions. So it's interesting how pain resorts or refocuses your attention to that particular area. And so, as you guys know, I talk about pain compliance, and now I'm understanding it on a deeper level because I was asking, like, you know, I went to the dentist today for a specific thing, and they were not able to do it. So I must continue with pain. And sometimes it gets a little frustrating, especially at night, because the pain always increases at night. So I asked the father, I was thinking about that, why does the pain increase at night? It's interesting, every time you get sick, doesn't it get worse at night? So without the light, pain, darkness, evil increases. So the same thing applies, the same thing that I'm in going through this, and again, it's been a good 6 months, really longer than that, that I've had nonstop pain every day, every night. I just push through it. And doing this pain and pushing through this pain, I'm learning something about the spirit, because it's really interesting how pain refocuses your attention. So the science of abundant living is the science of understanding how to push through pain, as I am learning. And so regardless of pain, there still have to be pain. Is interesting because it forces you to address whatever is causing the pain, even if you don't know. So I found out today that my teeth, the roots of my teeth, especially from looking at the x-rays, is a lot longer than everybody else's, normal people, as my dentist shared with me today. And I don't know why, but now I understand why I was in the military and I had my wisdom teeth removed and I almost died. It's a normal procedure. So now I understand that with my mother, when I was a little kid, I remember my mother had a tooth pulled and she almost died. Because she was a hemophiliac, what they call it, where you bleed and your blood doesn't clot. So I guess I have some of the similar qualities as my mother. Big teeth, and I got to be careful when it comes to bleeding because I have that same, my blood doesn't clot as easily as other people. And the reason I'm mentioning all of the dental stuff is because abundant living, the science behind life, is similar to the science behind pain. So if you could understand how pain equals compliance, you could understand how science equals life. So there is a hidden science behind abundant living. And so the science behind the life management system is what I'm going to express, expose, and expand to you today. Now, the science behind the life management system is understanding that Yahushua came, and when he came, he brought a particular mindset, changes the physical science to a spiritual science. So we all understand that science is based upon order, or based upon geometry, or based upon math. So there is a mechanical process or a mechanical principle that if these principles are studied, these principles lead to what they call science. Science is the ability to measure something, to number something, to be able to clearly delineate specific results. Science is what they call casa costa, which is a Latin phrase that talks about cause and effect. And so there is a primary cause that gives you a secondary effect. Now, in the spirit realm, it's a little different. So the physical realm, we try to apply physical principles to spiritual laws. That dog don't hunt. So all of the so-called physical science doesn't apply to the science of spirit. And so most of us, myself included, we are ignorant to the laws of spiritual science. We are ignorant to spiritual law. If we were not ignorant to spiritual law, everything that Yahushua did, we would be doing. So the reason that we don't do what Yahushua did is that we are not making advances in the area of spiritual science, understanding how the science behind the spirit works. And so when we talk about that, there is a certain power. So we must understand that the primary spiritual cause behind all physical attributes is a clear knowledge of this certain power, if you want to use that word. Now, yesterday we talked about the power of the world and the power of God, of the spirit realm. We talked about the day before James chapter 3, which establishes this spirit, this power, or this wisdom. So James 3 says that there's a spirit or there's a power that does not come from above. It is earthly, sensual, and demonic. So that's the power of the flesh. But I'm talking about the power of the Spirit. Now, it says in James 3 that the power of the Spirit is first pure, then gentle, then peaceable. And then it goes on and lists the other attributes of the power of the Spirit. So those attributes contain a frequency or a wave of vibration that is, how can I put this delicately, it is the absence of all vibration. So light is the absence of motion. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So light is the absence of all motion. That's what the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. So everything vibrates on this dimension. Therefore, everything on this dimension is darkness, as I've been saying for 25 years. This world is an unauthorized production. This is darkness. So the Bible says that light came in the darkness. Darkness perceived it not. So everything that you have on this dimension is darkness. So the Bible says it this way, that your righteousness, light, is as a filthy rag, darkness. So I don't care how great and how enlightened you are, Master Teacher 33, your ass is still in the dark. Now, I need you to understand the depth of the statement, because the reason that we don't have abundant living is because we're using vibration and frequency. So, Brother Will, what are you saying, my brother? Well, the science of abundant living is based upon your ability to enter into the spirit of the thing instead of the vibration of the thing. In other words, the Bible says that the letter vibration kills, but the spirit stillness lives. Let me say that again. Letter, now remember, I've been saying this for years. Demonstration means demonism. So anytime you move, you are exhibiting something called demonstration. That's why we got so many denominations. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology, but I need you to understand the science behind abundant living. Not just living. You lose your kindred, you may have life. And life more abundantly, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. So I'm not waiting till I die. I'm going to shout now. So even though I'm in pain right now, I'm acting like I'm not in pain. Even though my bank account may say zero, I'm acting like it says hero. Even though I may not be in optimal health, I'm acting like I am in optimal health. Even though I may not have blankety blank, I'm acting like I do got blankety blank. That's the science behind abundant living. Because Hebrews says that everything that is visible comes from something that is not invisible. Now, you should be saying, well, Brother Will, I need you to break this down for me, brother. Well, during the next series that starts, I was going to start it on March the 1st. We're going to move it back to that Monday. So on March the 5th, I need everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice to be with me as I break down photon physics, which is photon implosion or photon injection. I'm going to talk about how photons, light, that it talks about in James chapter 3, and it says also in James that all good gifts comes down from the Father of lights and it is injected into mass or matter. We're going to talk about what that means. And we're going to break that down in the next 7-part series. Again, the cost of that series is $50 for early registration, $100 for late registration. If you already paid, there are a few members that did pay, well, you're good. For everybody that's part of the life management system, you guys know that you get another discount. So the cost for the current members is only $25 for the next series. Well, Brother Will, what's going to be in the next series? Well, in the next series, we're going to break down even further what I'm sharing with you right now, which is what? The mechanical process is a vibrational one. That's why you will find everything on this dimension vibrates. Everything. So we can make no advances with the current system. Not spiritual advances. Why? The Bible says be still and know. So even though I got a great system, the system goes through vibration to get to non-vibration. We go through letters to get to the spirit. So your name consists of letters. I've given you what each letter in your name means when I gave you your Dear Kinnear report and your life optimization chart. Now the next stage of the game is to go beyond the letters, go beyond the fetters. No matter how great your name is, it's still a name. It's still a label. It's still a title. It's still a limit. So I don't care what your natal birth chart, what is your astral projection, all this shiznit, although it is great, it's still shiznit. The human body is off the hizzle. Full shizzle, but it's still a limit. You are an unlimited being in a limited world. We need to return back to unlimitlessness. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It just changes form. But somebody told you that you had a beginning and that you have an end. I'm here to tell you that you don't. Now, where you spend that ending, another study for another time. But the science behind abundant life abundant living, the science behind the life management system, which I haven't even introduced yet. I'm just getting everybody on board that they got life. Now we can talk about more abundantly. First, you got to get life. That means you got to understand who you are. Then you can understand whose you are. So we have to maintain a balance between two extremes. Those two extremes is spirit and flesh. We cannot deny neither the spirit nor the flesh, because the flesh gives us the form that contains the spirit. And so we have to find the balance between the two. There are some people that are so spiritual, they're no earthly good. There are some people that they're so earthly, they're no spiritual good. That used to be me. Now I've learned in whatever state that I am with to be content. Godliness plus contentment is great gain. What does that mean? That means take your energy out. What does that mean? That means you don't give a beep about beep. Now, I know that sounds contrary to your theology, but the Bible says friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. That means anything that you love more than spirit makes you an enemy of spirit. Let me say that again. Anything that you love more than spirit makes you an enemy of spirit. Let me say that again. Anything that you love more than spirit. Now, you have to make yourself one with the creative principle. What does that mean? That means you must be the mental equivalent of the physical thing you wish to manifest. Let me say that again. You must be right now the mental equivalent right now of the physical thing that doesn't exist. Let me say that again. I must be the mental equivalent of a guy with no pain before I can ever experience no pain. I must be the mental equivalent of a millionaire before I ever get $1 million in my bank. I must be the mental equivalent of a good husband before I ever have a good marriage. I must be the mental equivalent of a spiritual man before I can walk in spiritual power. I must be the mental equivalent of a wise man before I ever operate in wisdom. You must maintain. You can't touch it and leave. Touch it and leave. You must go there and stay, my brother. You must go there and stay, my sister. So everybody that's a part of the life management system, the only thing that what you got to do next is you got to abandon everything that you've learned from the perspective of walking in it. What does that mean? Right now, you refer to your chart. You refer to your DNA report. You refer to whatever crutch, whatever technology. You are the technology. Now, remember, we've got to take baby steps first. So it's okay. When a baby comes out of the womb, what does it do? Does it go out and run the 100-yard dash up against Usain Bolt? No. The baby comes out the womb crawling. Then the baby needs something called a walker. Your DNA report is your walker. Your natal chart is your walker. Numerology is your walker. The Bible is your walker. Church is your walker. The Reverend Dr. Bishop is your walker. I am your walker. We all have a crutch. We all have a cane. We all use technology. The goal, though, the end game is for you to be the technology. We all have a product. The goal is for you to be the product. We all have a service. The goal is for you to be the service. We all are seeking information. The goal is for you to be the information. Now, that's the goal. We ain't there yet, but I need to make sure you understand the goal, because some people think that we've arrived. When you get your DNA report, you're done. No, homie, that's just the door. You're just getting started. The goal is for you to oscillate and vibrate in the spirit of the letter. Right now, you are the letter. You are your name. And so you refer to your charts and your graphs, and you do all of this. That's great. That's great. Don't get me wrong. That's great. That's what the Bible says. Suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. We are all spiritual babies. God knows that. That's why he gave you something called the Bible. He knows you need it. But one day, not today, but one day, not today, but one day, you ain't going to need it. One day, you're going to be one with the Bible. One day you're going to be one with wealth. One day you're going to be one with health. One day you're going to be the mental equivalent of wisdom. One day you're going to be the mental equivalent of relationships. Maybe not today, but one day. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of what I'm saying, because, see, we all like crutches. They help us walk. They keep us from falling down. These are the mechanical constructs. But we got to get to the primary cause, and we got to get rid of the secondary cause. We got to get to the threshold. We got to get to the point where we understand what a photon vortex is. That's you. In the next series, I'm going to show you how sound produces light, sound, and how this light is maintained through implosion instead of explosion. Right now, you are expelling energy instead of imploding energy. Right now, you are expending a lot of energy. That's why we need to rest. That's why we're tired. But we need to get to the point where we are a single standing column of vortex energy. This is the hidden science, understanding your spiritual power. So, for you to be the spiritual equivalent, you have to do something that's called the power of creating from within. So every time I want to do something, I go within myself. I don't go outside of myself. This is the science of the spirit realm. So the science of spirit is to go within. It's called implosion. So love is the absence of ownership, as I've been saying. That's why I've been saying it, because I've been prepping you for this next series. That's what I'm doing today's show. So I am fertilizing the soil. So that way in the next series, when I break down how to know thyself, it won't be Greek or Hebrew. You will understand that the Spirit of God resides not only in heaven, but also within its image. So God has willed, if you want to use that word, himself inside of his image. And you are made in his image and his likeness. The greatest gift, or one of the greatest gifts that God gave us, is mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. The fact that each of us has this mind makes us a part of God's mind. And so all we got to do is get out of the way and allow the creative process to flow through us. See, right now we are limiting God because we don't understand God. See, God created us in his image and his likeness, so that way we can enjoy eternal life in paradise, or in what is called a paradoxal perfection. So we are a paradise, which is paradoxal. Para, remember, you were only taught in parables. Para. And so it is this paradise, which we call Eden, which means den of enclosure. Our body is this den of enclosure. And the only way to illuminate this body, the only way to operate in true spiritual power, is through divine love, which illuminates the interior or the solar plexus, so that way the sun, the S-O-N and the S-U-N, is illuminating the world of the body. So the word paradise means a true state of unity and purity. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Scientists have proven, as I will reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify in the next series, how to get light from sound. Scientifically proven. And our bodies appear luminescent whenever we do this process that turns us from a terrestrial substance into a celestial essence. Right now you are a terrestrial substance, but there is a process that turns you into a celestial essence. It's called a glorified body. Now this is the process by which God, Christ, the angels, all the celestial kingdoms operate in. And that is this oneness. That is this unity of purity. And this purity illuminates the mind, which illuminates the body. That's being in the spirit of the thing. Now, light from sound is the cookie blower. This creates, or this only manifests during a vortex, what we call a pyramid. Now, a pyramid, if you look at it, is a funnel. I have a sales funnel. Every organization has a sales funnel. Now, if you notice, when you have a funnel, at the top of the funnel is very wide. At the bottom of the funnel is very narrow. Now, anything that comes into the funnel, it goes in a clockwise spin as it goes down through the point. So a pyramid, if you look at a pyramid over in Egypt, the pyramid creates a vortex of the gravity that's inside of the earth and shoots it upwards. This is called scalar technology. Now, I have all of this inside of my book called Toroidal Energy and Scalar Technology. Now, toroidal energy is the donut. Scalar energy is the vortex. So you are both. You are scalar and toroidal, depending upon whether you are in the flesh or in the spirit. When you're in the spirit, you are scalar. When you're in the flesh, you are toroidal. Now, this may sound complex because I'm talking physics, but spirit is just talking about your mental disposition. When you're in the flesh, you're like a donut. The energy just goes round and round. It's neither, because you're not releasing it. That stagnates. That means that you are in the flesh. That means that you're limited. That means that you don't have no power. But when you become a vortex, a single standing column of vortex, or what is called waves that solidify into form or mass of matter, then you become a single standing column. That means that the energy that you are producing is a vortex. Now, scientists are dumbfounded because unlimited energy comes out of the vortex. So you are a photon vortex. Now, right now, you don't really know what that, you may or you may not really know what that means. So I'm going to break that down in the next series. So in the next series, I'm going to go deeper into understanding that your photon vortexness. Now, your heart isn't four pumps. Your heart actually vibrates like a wave. If you really look at it, and I've talked about this before, you can go to heartmath.org, and it breaks this down as well. So this is the power, again, of a vortex. So in order for you to be successful in life, you got to operate like the most powerful geometrical force or shape on the planet, which is a tornado, which is toroidal, which is a donut or a vortex. Now, in English, that simply means you must become one with light. So to become, to take, right now, you are a sound wave, but you must turn into a light wave. Now, light can turn into sound when it goes in, when it implodes instead of explodes. Right now, I'm making a sound. The sound is coming out of my voice through my vocal cords. And so I am producing a sound, but it requires inertia or energy. But if I meditate, I'm taking in, nothing going out. So when scientists have proven when you meditate, the brain lights up when you pray. Why? How much energy are you expanding when you meditate? Now, how much energy am I expanding when I talk? That's what the Bible says. Preaching is foolishness. God has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. So everything that we do on earth expands energy. Let me say that again. All of your five senses expand energy. Even when you're sleeping, you are expanding energy. You're just expanding a little less That's why we entropy. So the spirit realm doesn't expand energy. It just takes in. My job is to get you to that place where you don't expand no energy. You just take in energy. Now, that's called phase conjugation or implosion. What does that mean? That means love. What does that mean? That just simply means that you are in purity of unity. What does that mean? That means you love without ownership. What does that mean? That means you love unconditionally. Oh, but well, yeah, I was with you, dog, until you said love unconditionally. That means if somebody slapped me on my left cheek, I'm supposed to turn to them my right. That means I'm supposed to do like Yahushua did when he says, Father, you know, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Yeah, Brother Will, I was with you, dog, but I don't know about that, all that, you know, that all that fluffy love Jesus stuff. You know what? Somebody punched me in the cheek, I'm going to punch him back. I'm with you, man. I'm with you, bro. I feel your pain. Purity equals unity. Unity equals purity. They both are the same. And this is the only way to get to oneness or the spirit realm or stillness. So that's the end game. The science of abundant living, in order for you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship, is to understand that thought is actually a vibration as well. And it limits your creative power. However, how we control and direct mass or matter. So it's the ability to control mass and matter without inertia or energy. How do we do that? We become one with the existing thought. Meaning, we do what Jesus did. What did Jesus do? Jesus said, hey, I got a thought. I don't want to do this, man. But then he said, hold up. Nevertheless, not my thought, but your thought. So the universe already has a plan for you. Now, you have everybody that's listening to me. You got your own idea. You came up with your own marketing, your own sales funnel, like I did. I got a sales funnel. I teach my sales funnel. And now I'm realizing that God got a sales funnel. It's called a pyramid. Because I don't know if y'all understand pyramid power. I did a show, wrote a book called Pyramid Power. It's in the garage somewhere. I never published it. But me and my son, we made a pyramid out of toothpicks. He did a science project. We put an apple. We saw it off YouTube. We put an apple inside of this pyramid, and it didn't rot. Now, scientists cannot figure out what's inside of a pyramid. Now, I know it's something called vortex energy. It's called phase conjugation. It's called implosion. In other words, the reason that the Egyptians built pyramids, because they understood what I'm trying to express to you today. That is, pyramid power is pyro, which means fire. Mid means middle. Fire in the middle. That's the vortex. So anything that's inside of the vortex taps into the unlimited ether or the spirit realm. So Nikola Tesla knew that. You know, Tom Bearden or John Bearden knew that. All of the great scientists of the world know that. That's the science behind abundant living, vortex. Now, the spirit, however, of the vortex is what I'm talking about today. That's a mental disposition. So have you ever asked yourself, what is the spirit of life? Have you ever asked yourself, how do I find it? Well, let me answer that for you. It's in yourself. And in proportion, if it manifests in the direct proportion that you find it, meaning you will find that the spirit of life is everywhere, it's in everything. So once you see and notice that, you stop taking life. Once you look at life as one thing, because it is, then something happens. You have something called the golden rule. Science calls it the golden ratio. Some people call it golden means. Now, notice it's always golden. Then the golden rule, do unto others, or love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you want them do unto you. That's the spirit, my brother. That's the spirit, my sister, of life. Let me break it down again in case you missed it. See, whenever you understand that whether you are in it, whether you are around it, you are still a part of it. In other words, what's going over in the Middle East is going on inside of me. Whatever's going over in Africa right now, is I'm a part of it, even though I'm not there. Why? Because I'm connected, because we're all one. There are many members, but there's one body. Right now, what do you think? I think that the black race is separate from the white race. Or I think what's going over in the Arab countries doesn't affect me because I'm over here. So I'm not concerned if Donald Trump sends all the Hispanics back to Mexico. He builds a great wall. Hey, I'm not Hispanic. Doesn't affect me. But it does. Because we're all one. So once you enter into the spirit of the thing, you become the thing. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. See, the only reason, my brother, the only reason, my sister, that you don't have limitless power is because you are limiting yourself. And the way that you are limiting yourself is because you are being yourself. You're not being unlimited. But the moment you can connect with the tree outside, the moment you could connect with the squirrel running up and down the tree, the moment that you could connect with all living things, the moment that you become a part of everything, then you are everything. But as long as you are an individual, you are separate from everything. As long as there is no purity, as long as there is no unity, then again, there can be no continuation or no continuity. Now, let me make sure you understand that, because, see, purity is the only way that you get unity. And unity is the only way that you get to being unlimited or being one. So as long as you're into the spirit of the thing, you never will become one with the thing. And so it is so important, because the science of abundant living is to understand, like it says in the Essene Gospel of Peace, like it says in the Gospel of Thomas, that if you want to find God, you got to go look at living things. See, the dead God is in dead books written by dead men. The living God is in living things created by a living God for living men. So anytime you want to find God, go out there and look at a blade of grass. Look at a tree that's living. Look at a squirrel that's living. Look at an animal that's living. Look at anything that's living. The Spirit of God is in all living things. And when you take a living thing, you take the Spirit of God. So it's important that you understand. That's why in the Native American culture, even in the movie Avatar, remember the movie Avatar? Every time they killed an animal, they prayed, they gave thanks, and they told the animal, thank you for giving us your essence or your life force. Do you do that before you eat? That's why we pray of our food. What you're doing is you are acknowledging the God force in that plant that you are consuming. Because you are taking on, plant takes sunlight, plants. So everything at its core, when you trace it back, remember, I'm an etymologist, I trace it back to its original. Now, what if you are, that's why we're not supposed to eat birds of prey or animals of prey. We're not supposed to eat animals that eat other animals, because that's too far removed from God. That's why all of the dietary laws, you're not supposed to eat an animal that eats another animal. Like, we're supposed to eat lions, because lions eat meat. That's why all of the cows, they eat grass. So it talks about you can eat something that chews a cud and has a split hoof, if I remember correctly, or doesn't have a split hoof. One of them is in the book of Leviticus, the dietary laws. Why? Because you're supposed to get as close to the sun as possible. Now, preferably, you're supposed to be eating plants. Why? Plants is directly from the sun. Now, you can't just go eat dirt. But the plants being living things, we maintain our living body. But we get our source of our energy from the sun, the S-U-N and the S-O-N. That is the spirit of the divine creative power that is at the root of all things. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You must consume the spirit of the divine that is in the root of all things. Let me say that again. If you do this, then the words of Jesus apply to you. Jesus says, nothing shall be impossible to you because you have entered into the spirit of it when you consume it. Right now, you are consuming dead things. Therefore, you got dead energy. Not you, but people that you know. So the more you consume living things, the more you return to the living God, and the more you exercise living power. That's what the whole premise of the movie Black Panther. Notice the Black Panther got his power from the plant. Notice the gorilla tribe in the movie Black Panther. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What did they were vegetarians. What they were trying to tell you on the DL is power comes from plants. And so the science of abundant living is understanding where do plants get their power from. The sun. Where does the sun get its power from? The sun. So when Jesus said, I got a will. Then he thought for much of all the time out, nevertheless, not my will, but yours. See, I got a sales funnel, but there's a better funnel. It's called a vortex. That is the science behind the life management system. So we start off by understanding that we are people, and as people, something our mother gave birth to us, and they assigned us a name. So titles, labels are limits. So your name is a limit. Now, you start there. But one day, not today, but one day, you don't need a limit. You want to be limitless. That's why you can't put a name on God. That's why in the book of Revelation, it says his name is the entire word of God. That's his name. So your name is the entire word of God. But right now, your name may be Jim. It may be Sue. Maybe Larry. Maybe Curly. Maybe Mo. Whatever your name is, that limits your creative power. So my job is to assist you with going to a place where your power is limitless, where you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. We're not there yet. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm not there yet. I'm not at the point where I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If I was, I wouldn't have went to the dentist this morning. So while sitting at the dentist, that's what the Father dropped in my spirit. While sitting in the dentist, I was thinking to myself, why am I here? I should be able to heal myself 100%. There should be no such thing as physical death. We should all D-I-E, not D-Y-E, as I've talked about before. But somebody don't want us to know the science of eternal life. They don't want us to know the science of abundant life. What is the science of abundant life? Let me tell you clearly. Knowledge of oneself is the only true knowledge on the planet because the kingdom of God is within. Let me say that again. Without this realization of this fact, all the mysteries of the universe will remain incomprehensible to you. That's why I start with man, know thyself. Nosce te sum. It's the Latin phrase, nosce te sum, which means to know thyself. Because when you know thyself, you know thy God. Knowledge of the self. That's why I spend all my days understanding myself. For this is the only reason that you exist. And so that way you can understand yourself. You're not supposed to know nothing more than you know yourself. So if you are more learned in the area of whatever your skill set is, you know more about that than you know about yourself, then that will precede you into the kingdom, according to the Gospel of Thomas. So we are to know ourselves. So it is through this process of understanding ourselves that we truly can understand someone else. So I can't understand my wife, I don't understand myself. It is through the process of understanding myself that I can understand my wife and I can understand everybody else. So the thing that makes me good at what I do is because I understand myself. So when I do my one-on-ones, when I do my counseling, when I do Dick and the Report, I can understand other people because I understand myself. And to the degree that I understand myself is the degree that I understand other people. What about money? To the degree that I understand myself is the degree that I understand money. What about health? To the degree that I understand myself is the degree that I understand health. What about wisdom? To the degree that I understand myself is the degree that I understand wisdom, because myself is the wisdom. Wisdom comes from within. Relationships come from within. I can't love somebody else if I don't love myself. That violates spiritual law. Why? Love your neighbor as, or the same way that you love yourself. So everything starts with understanding yourself, because you are a single standing column of waveform energy. So I got to lie to you about you. I got to make you think you come from an ape or a monkey or from somewhere else. So that way you don't know that you are created in the image and likeness of God. Even if it's a little g, the little g was allowed. So let me make sure. Your anatomy is a macro of them. It is a micro of the macro. Let me say that again. Your body is a microcosmic of the macrocosmic. You are an extension of the celestial realm. You are a cosmic being trapped inside of a terrestrial being. So if you don't understand that you are, or you contain the triune essence of God, then you won't be able to understand God. So in order for you to live an abundant life, you got to know that you are one. You are like Yahushua. When Yahushua said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So the Bible says, when you have done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So if I love you, I love God. I cannot go hide out in the woods, isolate myself from other people, and say that I'm having a relationship with God. That dog does not hunt. If you want to have a relationship with God, you need to have a relationship with me. So if you don't like people, you don't like God. If you don't like people, you don't like yourself. Because everything that you don't like about other people is what you don't like about yourself. So within each of us, everything is contained. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, test the minds of your people. Each of us as a whole, we contain this luminous spirit that is not illuminated. How come it's not illuminated? How come it's not shining? How come it's not oscillating? How come it's not vibrating? How come you're not a single standing column of waveform energy? See, science has proven, as I will prove in the next series, that sound produces a photonic discharge whenever it is contained inside of space-time. Photons are discharged whenever you twist space-time, the same way water is discharged whenever you twist a wash rag. So if you take a towel and dip it in water and you twist it, that's called a vortex, water comes out. When God said, let there be light, it is the twisting of sound that produces light. Now, there's YouTube videos of when they introduce sound in the water, sparks of light take place. It's on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, type in sound produces light, and watch the YouTube videos. Now, I'm going to be breaking all of this down in the next series, how a single bubble of photons injected into water below the surface, again, produces a spark of light. Sound injected into water produces light. That's why the spirit in the Bible, it says that the spirit of God hovered over the deep. And he spoke into the water. And he said, let there be light. Boom, that was light. You are that light. You are a photon that has been ejected into mass or matter. That's the title of the next series. Now, life is this ability to take this concept and understand how wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships are maintained. How is it done, Brother Will? Everything is contained within. God, Christ, the angels, all of the celestial realm is contained in the terrestrial kingdom. Let me say that again. Without understanding that, your dog ain't going to hunt. Why? You're going to keep going outside of yourself, not realizing that within each of us, the entire cosmos is contained. Do you know that your brain matches up identical to the universe? All of the neurons in your brain, they are in the exact same location as all of the stars in the universe. Why is that? Your brain is a small universe, and it's inside of your skull. Your body is a smaller version of a bigger body. And if you don't understand what that means, then you will not have access to the creative power because you're looking for it outside of you, and the whole time is inside of you. The kingdom of God is within. Notice it says the kingdom. That means the king's dominion is within you. The entire kingdom, the place where you're trying to go, you're already there. You are the place. You're trying to go to heaven, and you are heaven. See, because you have not entered into the spirit of it, you cannot discover it. All of your limitations will pass away the moment that you realize that you already have everything that you need for life and godliness, exactly like the Bible says. But as long as you keep looking for it out there, as it says in the Gospel of Thomas, whatever you are looking for will precede you into heaven. Your thoughts must be controlled and directed within. Let me say that again. Your thoughts must be controlled and directed within. Okay, Brother Will, so what does that mean? The Spirit of God resides inside of the mind of men. That's what paradise means. That means that you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you can understand what I just said, your life will change. Because what I just said is, everything that you need, you already got. That's what the Bible says. The greatest trick that the devil did to man for him to go outside of paradise. That's why we have a parable. That's why it is paradoxal. When you go outside, remember, they left the Garden of Eden. That's the fall. So the fall is basically the understanding or the lack of understanding of the relationship that we have between us and consciousness or the Father. When man fell, that means we fell in consciousness or awareness. That means that we're not aware of what I'm telling you. What is that? We fell from divine consciousness, divine inspiration. That gave us life. So when man fell, we fell from knowledge. That's what the Bible says. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. That knowledge is a lack of knowing and a lack of being able to understand that the kingdom of God is within. And so we're looking for something outside of us. That's why the word devil, the word Lucifer, the understanding of the devil, and if you look at the word devil, which is spelled lived backwards, D-E-V-I-L, is L-I-V-E-D. So that simply means that darkness is in living. The word devil is the word diabolos, which means adversary in Latin. The word Lucifer, which we associate as the devil or the Antichrist, really means the bringer of light. Bringer of light. Lucifer means light bearer. But a lot of people say that the devil and Lucifer are the same. But it is this quest for knowledge of ourself that takes us outside of ourself to get in contact with the light bearer called the devil or life or Lucifer. So the universal is this ideal of understanding that we're supposed to live instead of evolve. See, the word evolve means to grow and to learn. The word E-V-O-L-V-E, the V-E is silent. They just threw that on to throw you off course. Turn that around, you get L-O-V-E. You're not supposed to L-I-V-E-D or L-I-V-E. L-I-V-E, you get E-V-I-L, evil. So everybody here, they're trying to live. See, if you stop living, friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. And you just evolve. That means to grow and learn. When you start to evolve, that simply means that you detach from the cares of this world. Right now, we're in the age of Aquarius. That's the age of the water bearer. That's the age of gnosis of knowledge. That's the age of evolving. Your job, my job, is to assist you with understanding that Lucifer, again, is this ideal of going outside of yourself to get light instead of going inside. Lucifer is about explosion. It's about exhaustion. It's about orgasms instead of organization. So Lucifer is about expanding or losing light. Yahushua is about implosion or creating light. So everybody listening to the sound of my voice, you have the option today to basically put out your light or to increase your light. And the way, one means to go outside of yourself and to seek outside of yourself and go get. The other one is to be yourself, to go inside of yourself and to basically receive. And it is this exhale, inhale that is taking place. The ability to understand the difference between exhaling and inhaling, to breathe in the breath of light instead of blowing out the breath of light. What does that mean? That simply means to go within. What does that mean? That means to study yourself approved. What do we just study, Brother Will? You study yourself. Now, what does that mean? That means I study my flesh, my ego, my attitude? No. That means that you humble yourself and you do exactly what Yahushua did. What did Yahushua do? What did he do? Remember when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, the concept of life is based upon limitation, or it is a total illusion. The word ill means sick. Illusion, again, means life, sick life. Your job is to understand that friendship with this world, although it is great, this world has a lot of opportunity, a lot of great shiznit. It's the opposite of what the Father has designed for you to do. That is, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Jesus said, do you not know that ye are gods? It is very important that we understand that the creator of the universe dwells inside of us. The key to understanding your true nature, the relationship to the divine presence or the true God, is to understand that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. In the ancient Hebrew and ancient Greek, there was no particular numerals or numbers the way that we understand it. The Bible is a coded book based upon the relationship between you and God that is expressed by the relationship between letters and numbers. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The word magi, where we get the word magic, happens when there is a relationship between numbers and letters, which is a representation of relationship between you and God, spirit and flesh, old and new. It is this balance between the old and new that's the foundation of everything on this dimension. So in the Hebrew and in the Greek, every word is a number. And this is where we get the whole gematria, which is geometry, which is a watered-down version of the original. It is an illusion. So right now, there is gematria, which is a relationship between numbers and letters. But friendship or the letters kill. But the spirit gives. So we start off by understanding how to relate with God by understanding the relationship between numbers and letters, which is what I do in the Dear Kinnear Report. Now, the next step after that understanding is to understand who created the letters and the numbers. Now, let's close with the scripture that breaks this down for you so you can understand the true spirit or the true science of abundant living is understanding that there should be a relationship between you and God instead of a relationship between numbers and letters. So we know that it is the letter that kills, but it is the spirit that gives life. Did not Yahushua come that you may have life? This scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, is the foundation of the life management system. Everything I do is based upon my intention or my spirit. It's not based upon math, music, and language, although I use math, music, and language to express my spirit. The same way Jesus said, I'm going to use the foolishness of preaching to save those who are lost. But many people are getting caught up in the foolishness of preaching. Many people are getting caught up in math, music, and language. Therefore, they cannot go on past the basic teachings in order to have abundant life. That's what it says in Hebrews 6:1. The science of abundant living is to live in the spirit, not in the flesh. Not in math, music, and language. Walk in the spirit, and you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the numbers or the letters. How do we do that, Brother Will? You do that by going within. How do we go within, Brother Will? Meditate in prayer. How do we meditate in prayer? Still. If it's still, it is real. How do we get still, Brother Will? Turn off the TV. Turn off the internet. Even while you're sitting, I could be in a football game in a stadium of 100,000 people and be total silence because I know how to tune the world out and tune God in. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of what I just said. This is the science behind abundant living, which is I don't have a relationship. I use creation. I don't worship creation. I use letters and numbers to do the Dear Kinnear Report. I don't worship the letters and numbers. I worship the spirit that's behind those letters and numbers. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, the foundation of the life management system, the science behind the letters. Now that we are competent in ourselves, notice where your competency comes from, my brother. Notice where my competency comes from, my sister. When I study myself, I am competent in myself. The only reason you're not as or more competent than I am is you have not spent as much time studying yourself as I have. That's the only difference between me and you. That's it. You studying other shiznits, but you ain't studying yourself. Notice where your competency comes from. Because when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Me and the Father are one. I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 says, now, that we are competent in ourselves to claim that anything comes from us, but our competence comes from God. So when you are competent in yourself, you understand that God made yourself, which translates the competency to God. When you get competency from letters, you understand that God uses or created those letters, so you transfer that competency to God. Verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. And he has qualified us as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 in the New Living Translation says, he is enabling us to be ministers of his new covenant. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, if you can wrap your brain around what I just said, you are a minister of a new covenant. Minister. That has to do with the administration of a new covenant, which means, again, the new brain, paleo. Then it says, this is a covenant not of written laws, but of the Spirit. The old written covenant ends in death. But under the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. That is why the life management system is not based upon written letters or laws, but of the Spirit that is contained or that is behind those letters and those laws. Now that we have the basics, letters, let's go behind the spirit of those letters. What do the letters of your name mean? If you worshiping numerology, geometry, astrotheology, any of the systems, instead of the God that created or allows those systems to exist, you will not have power. You will not have an abundant life. I'm not talking about living. I'm talking about evolving. Everybody on earth is living. I'm interested in doing it. I'm interested in loving, not living. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. That's the purpose of the life management system. Wealth, health, wisdom, great relationships, that's extra. That's the icing on the cake. How do we get the fruit of the Spirit? By walking in the Spirit. How do we walk in the Spirit? I'm going to teach you specifically how to do that in the next series. This is going to be very difficult for a lot of people to wrap their brain around. Light is God. Light does not move. Light is the absence of vibration. So we're not going to increase our vibration. We're going to increase it until it stops. The same way when you increase the pedals on a bike, the spokes in the wheel disappear. Here on earth, that means exactly what the Bible says. I decrease so that you may increase. The key to life is to decrease your activity in life. In the friendship with this world, make you an enemy of God. So it is in this process of decreasing. I decrease so that you may increase. What does that mean? John 3, verse 30. When I decrease, he increase. When I am weak, he is strong. The key to spiritual power is for you to operate in your weakness not in your strength. Which is why I've been saying, and which is why I could love my all my clients, what is your most persistent problem? That is your most profitable product. I'm a functionally literate, so I write books. So when people tell me, Brother Will, that is a great book, I know that they have no idea what they're talking about, because I know I'm not a writer. I know I'm not a great teacher. I did not go to Toastmasters. I'm not trained. I've never been to no professional speaking platform, course, or anything. Everything I do is what I am the weakest at. I'm not a good speaker. I'm not a good businessman. And I'm not a good writer. Damn sure I'm not a good writer. Yet, I make my living in all three of those areas. Because when I am weak, he is strong. I cannot take glory. I cannot walk on a stage and take God's glory. All of the glory goes to him. All of the praise and all of the honor goes to him. Because I know I ain't done nothing. Because I know in my heart I cannot walk on stage and take an award for no show that I've done or no book that I've written or no counseling that I've done. Because I know those are the three areas that I suck in. So I'm going to ask you again. As I've been saying in all of my one-on-ones with all of my clients, y'all all know, I keep asking you the same question. What are you hiding from? What is it that you've done that you don't want nobody to know? That's your product. That's your service. That's your information. Are you going to promote what you're good at? I understand. God is not interested. It's only when you become one with your weakness, with your flaw, that you become one with the Father. Because the Father knows you ain't got no weakness. He's got to prove it to you. And when you see how powerful you are in the area that you suck, I was showing my wife the other day. I had three sales of books that $4.99 and up. And what does that mean? Every time I sell a book, what happens? Every time I sell a book, I'm dumbfounded. Why? Because I know that that is God. I know I had nothing to do with it. Every time I do a series, I have no notes. Today's show, all I had was a title. Every time I do a show, I go back and I look and I'm dumbfounded. Brother Dana, I'm dumbfounded. Because I don't know how I do what I do. I just do. I don't plan it. Now, if you're an eight, it's a little different. Of course, you are designed by God to have plans. I'm a three. I'm designed by God not to have plans. So I got to go with his will for my life, not mine. My will is for me to do it this way. God's will is for me to do it his way. So like Yahushua, I'm in my garden of Gethsemane, and I got my cross, but I don't want to bear it, man. I want to do the shit that's my way. But nevertheless, not my will, his will. God called me to do this. I'd rather be playing professional football. I'd rather be a head of a major corporation. I'd rather be making widgets somewhere with a guaranteed plan. I'd rather have stayed in the military, guaranteed check every 2 weeks. All I got to do is just show up. Guaranteed. I had other plans. My plan was not to come on here and do shows about shizness that I know nothing about. I mean, y'all think, you know, I flunked out of basic geometry, and I was here talking about physics. I don't know how I know. I just know. I can't take credit. I'm over here talking about voice. I got a book called Toroidal Energy. What the hell do I know about toroidal energy? God knows about toroidal energy. I don't. I'm just a middleman. So are you. Get out of God's way. Let God work in you, as you, and through you. Stop limiting God with your brain. You are so intellectual, you are destroying your intuition. Don't let your intellect interrupt your intuition. Let go and let God. Today's show, all I had was a damn title, The Science of Abundant Living. And from that title, everything else came after I started the show. God is waiting on you to start. You take one step, he'll take two. What are you waiting on? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. That is the science of abundant living. Get out yourself, get into God. That's the science. The science, stop thinking, stop evaluating, stop planning, stop pondering. The science of abundant living is get out of yourself, your flesh, and get in the spirit. In the spirit realm, all is one. In the spirit, the creative power comes from God, doesn't come from you. So you don't know what you're going to do. That's great. Take no thought as to what you shall eat and what you shall drink. Do you not know that your Heavenly Father knows you have need of these things before you even ask? All you got to do, let go, let God. That is the science of abundant living. My brothers and my sisters, this next series is going to be very powerful. I'm going to share some stuff that's going to sound counterintuitive because, again, we're going to a higher level. Remember, higher law overrides lower law. So we're going to share some stuff that's going to sound contradictory. But, again, it's only an illusion. When you speed up the pedals on the bike, the spokes in the wheel disappear until you put your hand in there and you find out them spokes are still there. We break it down in the next series. Starts on March the 5th. I think it's the Monday. Again, $99 non-members, $50 if you register early. Members, current members of the Life Management System, it's only $25. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. We pop it off on March the 5th. Up until then, we're just going to break down little bits and pieces of it to let you know what we're going to be discussing. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the work set apart one continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. That's the spirit realm. God bless you.